I've been told it can be dangerous to wake up someone while they're sleepwalking. I say it is far more disturbing to be awake, alone, and motionless. Sleep has always felt like an incredible waste of time to me. Distance is a challenge to be covered, and if forever is a far-off town, and if you live in said town, and you want me to live in said town with you, and if a town could be founded on a population of two, and the city center is really just our bed, then we can sleepwalk without moving and say without speaking all that needs to be said. And if what needs to be said is worth saying, then I'm laying it all on the line as we speak. Lady, I must keep moving toward you, especially when I'm weak. So I will walk and eat, walk and sing, walk and chew gum at the same time. I will walk and sleep with my eyes open to the hope and dream that this distance between us, akin to the distance between thunder and lightning, will someday be a little less frightening. Once I can see you, once I can take you by the hands and say that no matter how you lay your arms, they make a doorway to the only home that can heal the holes in this heart and head. Lady, I've been waiting for you for so long that I've learned to sleep standing in this lifeline. And I'm fine, but I can't stand sleeping, knowing that you stay awake, afraid to dream the dreams of me and the starring role the sleeper hit of the slumber. And this summer will pass, and at long last I will return to you to lay your head across my chest. Because I'll tell you, the best dreams I've ever had are the ones I have in store for us when we're both awake.